347, Be Still My Soul. Number 347, I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief for pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know. His voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on, when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forget, love's purest joy restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed we shall meet at last. Thank you. May you be seated. This is our opportunity for bringing our prayer requests and praises. And we're grateful that each of you joined, especially those visiting with us today, as we begin our the Advent season, as we don't forget that we have spent our time together with Thanksgiving. And just a reminder, Wednesday we met for our Thanksgiving service, and the offering this year was going to Shirley Peterman, who has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And if you would still like to donate for that offering, you can get those checks to Kelvin. And just write on there the Thanksgiving offering. So just a reminder there. Has a couple of prayer requests that have come in. We continue to pray for Carol Dearborn and the family with Gary's homegoing. Also, Diane Welsh, her dad Leroy, passed away this week. And that funeral will be, I believe, Tuesday. And so we'll be praying for her family as they make the trip up to Minnesota. And we continue to pray for our nation and things with the election, but also the issues of just where we're at with the nation and our relationship to God. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Val.
Yeah.
We are grateful that Terry is here with us. It was quite adventuresome yesterday. He had to make a trip to the ER with a terrible nosebleed, probably due to the fact of having so much oxygen and having his nose dried out. But also for Val's sister-in-law, Paula, she had her final chemo treatment this past week and got to ring the bell. And so we've been praying for her, and we'll continue to pray for God's healing hand to be upon her. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity we have to be reminded of starting our week off with you. Thank you for the opportunity of being in your son's house to worship together with your people. And you have created us for fellowship. And it is hard this time of year with COVID and restrictions that our plans may not have looked the same. Thank you that you are not caught unaware and that you are our Heavenly Father, that you, even though our fellowship may have looked different around the table this year, you have sustained us, and we do thank you for the many blessings you have brought our way, that you walk with us each day, and for the reminders we have had of remembering to be thankful people. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We continue to pray for Carol and her family with the homegoing of Gary, and that you would be an ever-present help through this time for them, that you would be consistently showing yourself faithful to them. And Father, we also lift up Diane Welsh and the family as they travel up to Minnesota for her father's passing, that you would be with them as well. Give them safety in their travels, and as they gather as family, protect their health, but also help them to truly sense your peace and your presence, and that you would continue to minister to them as you have promised. Father, we praise you for the work that you've done in Val's sister-in-law, Paula, as she has gone through this journey with breast cancer and had her final chemo treatment. We pray that you would continue to heal her body, protect her, sustain her, and we rejoice with the healing hand that you have placed upon her for the blessing of modern medicine and the wisdom that you have given doctors and nurses and scientists that deal with these diseases. And Father, it's the same thing with COVID, that we are amazed at the human mind and how you have created us and the understanding you've given us. And we pray for our community, for its health, that you would watch over those that have been diagnosed with COVID, and that you would heal, that you would protect. Father, we also are grateful for our local healthcare workers, as Terry got to experience yesterday and has had in the past couple weeks, that you would continue to heal his body. Thankful for his nosebleed to be stopped, and without extra measures, pray that you would continue to heal. But we do lift up our healthcare workers, that you would place your hand upon them, that through the hours that they work, and that you would protect, that you would remind them that the great physician stands ready to help, and may they lean upon you. Father, protect their health as well, and for their families. We thank you for the ones that know you as their Savior. May they be lights and salt to their patients, but also their fellow co-workers. Father, we lift up our nation to you with the ongoing issues with our election process, that you would bring to light the things that were done in secret, that you would also bring a clear resolution. Father, we know that this world is not our home, but you've called us to be a part of this world. And Father, help us to consistently pray for our nation, that we would, through these times, see revival start with your church, that we would take seriously the commands of Christ, that we would take seriously the charge upon our lives to live consistently with what your word has laid out for us, but also that we would live compassionately for those that are struggling, those that are lost but choose or do not know, that you would help us, even in our community, to present the gospel, to allow your spirit to work. We pray for our Club Rock as we get ready to start back up this Wednesday, that you would be with our staff, continue to heal and protect, be with our students as they come, the opportunity of presenting again this month the wonderful story of you sending your son, that Christmas is more than just the getting of things, but it's the receiving of your son and the giving of your son to us. Father, we pray that you would be with our missionaries, be with the persons as we have focused on them this month, can meet their needs. It is hard to raise funds when you're on the field. Father, you are able to do that. So come alongside of them, help them with their mission for the camp, that you would, as we think of other camps that have had to change programs and camps because of COVID, that you would help them to be able to minister to the people of their area. Father, we just ask that as we begin the Advent season, that we would look up once again upon wonder of you sending your son into this world to seek and to save those who are lost. In Jesus' name, amen.
One thing that we can be still thankful for is that God's mercies are new every morning, and that there's nothing that we can do to escape God's love. He gives it to us unconditionally, and there's nothing we can do to earn it, nothing we can do to get away from it. That's one thing we can be grateful for. So let's stand and worship together this morning.
Follow me for all my life. Because of Jesus, I know goodness and mercy will follow me for all my life. I know goodness and mercy will follow me because of Jesus Christ.
David for this last song. As I was looking at the title for today's message, I was noticing that these songs go along with that fairly well, I think. And that was not planned. It just happens that way sometimes.
Father, we thank you so much for the truth of the lyrics of that song.
We thank you that sin has lost its grip on us because of the gift of your Son, because you loved us enough to send him to pay the debt that we owed. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. Thank you for the privilege of coming together this morning to worship you. We pray that you would be with our time now as we look into your word, that we would be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning through it. And pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.